to His presence, what can we do but rejoice? Amen. And what can we do but worship Him? So this morning, we're going to worship, and the presence of God is already here because He said that when we gather in His name, even a few of us gather in His name, He's in the midst of us. Amen. And so we're just so thankful today that God's goodness is upon us. And I just want to welcome you and let you be thankful as we enter into this time of worship. Amen.
Holy Spirit, take my hand now. Lead me out in the living waters. You're the wellspring, you're stirring. You're the life for your sons and daughters. Eyes are open to the unseen, and my faith is rising within me. Bless the Lord now, sing it out loud. Come and give the Lord His glory. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still into your love, into your love.
Won't fail me. The same God who's never late is working all things out. You're working all things out. Yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name. Yes, I will sing for joy when my heart is heavy all my days. Oh, yes, I will. One thing, the same God that never fails will not fail me now. No, you won't fail me now. And in the waiting, the same God who's never late is working all things out. You're working all things out. Yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name. Yes, I will sing for joy when my heart is heavy all my days. Oh, yes, I will for the name of all men. Nothing can stand against, and I choose to praise, to glorify, glorify the name of all men. Nothing can stand against, and I choose to praise, to glorify, glorify the name of all men.
still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me. You're still enough. Keep me within your love. My heart will sing your praise again. Sing, Jesus, you're still enough. Jesus, you're still enough. Keep me within your love. Thank you.
up the Red Sea for the children of Israel. Do you know he also parted the Jordan? So he made a way not once, but twice. And he continued to make that way. But when he opened up those waters, they crossed on dry ground. It says dry ground. They didn't even have mud. They didn't have mud on their feet. When God makes a way for you, you won't even have mud on your feet.
I've seen you move.
Hook, and he said, you know, we're gonna keep singing this song until you go. So here we go. I wonder, when we sing this song and we talk about the walls of Jericho coming down, I wonder sometimes how dumb the Israelites thought it was to keep walking around them walls every day, because God didn't tell all of them they were going to do it. They told Joshua, y'all's going to do this. And I wonder how many times I thought, this guy is nuts. Why do we keep doing this every day? Any day now, these people are going to just come out and kill us all. And that's what this song is about. It's about the perseverance of you. You can't just ask God one time. Sometimes you got to keep going back to your prayer closet and asking him again and again and again. And sometimes you got to keep standing on that faith statement again and again and again. And even when the situation looks worse, we got to keep saying, no, my God said, my God promised me. That's how the enemy attacks us. He keeps coming at us again and again and again. So when you go on the offensive against him, you got to keep going at him again and again and again. And every time you do, you give him another blow. You just keep punching him in the face.
Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Faithfulness, faithfulness.
I know why the children of Israel did what they did. Because they had seen the faithfulness of God over and over again. And they saw what would happen when you did not obey to the commandment of God. When you murmured and complained, or when you talked about God's anointed. You were struck with leprosy. The ground opened up and swallowed you. They saw all of the diseases that came against the Egyptians. And so you finally had a people left that said, or they heard about the famines and the things that came against Egypt, because everybody that went besides two never came out of Egypt. They were born in the wilderness. They were born in the wilderness area. They were born in the desert. They never came out, because everybody that came out of Egypt could never get past Egypt's mindset. So they never got to go to the promised land. So the reason that those people could march around there with Joshua saying, "This is what God said," without speaking a word. Now that's a miracle in itself. There was a bunch of women on that line. Think about that. And I'm sure there's plenty of Phils on that line. Think about that. And they were next to each other. And they didn't speak a word. Why? Because they knew Joshua heard God. And we've seen what happens when we obey God. That he will do what he says he will do. So all of the things they had seen and heard caused them to say, "Okay, Joshua, we're going to walk." Now, I just did that two times, and some of you are saying, "When is she going to stop?" And that was a little circle. There was a little square. Remember my days in school. Do you know how hard it was for me not to talk in those two little rounds I just made? Faithfulness. God's faithfulness caused them to walk around that city and not speak and trust. They didn't care that they looked stupid. They didn't care. Listen, they weren't being mocked inside of Jericho. Jericho was trembling at the thought of them being out there, because they knew and they had heard about the deeds of God. And these are God's people, and they know what happens with God's people. They are going to triumph. They weren't being mocked in that building or in that fortress, in that city. And you know, it says that the walls were found. And they weren't fallen over. They were pushed into the ground. Driven into the ground. Think about that. Listen, this is proven. This is proven today. They found the walls of Jericho. And they were shoved into the ground. Tell me your God can't do it. Tell me your God won't do it again. Amen. Tell me that your God doesn't see your situation and he is with you. And you say, "But it looks like I keep losing." It's because this right here won't speak out what he told you. This right here is speaking more of the problem and more of your hurts and your pains than it is praises to him, and that it is his promises to you. Amen. Listen, maybe, just maybe, if you can't speak his promises and his word right now, do what they did. Don't say a word. Don't give the enemy place by the words coming out of your own mouth to continue the attack against you. Because every time you speak negative about what's going on,
guess what happens? He gets stronger and stronger and stronger against the situation because you're feeding the fuel of it. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. It's not in the power of my tongue for your life. It's in the power of your tongue for your life. And it's time. Listen, I'm not going to tell you the whole situation, but I was telling somebody this earlier. I just saw a minister say that I'm sorry for the incorrect doctrine that I've taught. I've read this and I keep reading it today, and I don't see it the same as I saw 20 years ago. He said, I know that this is going to cause many to not let me come, to not invite me anymore. I don't care because I can't enter into heaven doing that. That won't go with me. So it means I can't go too. So in order to get into the gates of heaven and say, welcome, well done, thou good and faithful servant, welcome home, I have to let these things go and repent and do it no more. Because what's more important, man's thought of you or God's thought of you? Listen, man can think, amen. Go ahead, amen. Give God a praise. Never hold your praise back to God. But I'm telling you that I don't care what man thinks of how I praise, how I dance, how I go through my life praising the Lord, thinking I'm stupid in the midst of every situation I've ever been in, thinking that God is the greatest thing and that God will deliver me and save me. Well, why didn't he? Why didn't he? Did. He did. It says many of the afflictions are the righteous, but he will deliver us from them all. And I've been delivered. Have we gone through some stuff? Yep. We have. But have we been delivered? Yes, he is faithful. And the word says that what the enemy meant for your demise, he's going to turn it around and make it for your good. If you would think on those things, how many of you feel like a power right now of the Lord and a presence of the Lord? And it's just fueling like this strength in you right now. And you're like, yes, that's right. Amen. That's why we come together as body, is it not? So that when you go out there, you take this and you fuel your week with it. And you keep reading the word and keep filling it back up as you go out and you hear people say negative things. You don't grab a hold of it. You don't keep it. You don't walk in it. Oh, they just said this about me. Who cares? They're not God. We have put too much value in what people think. Right? I love you and I truly value your opinion. And I love to hear other opinions besides myself because we think differently. You were raised different than I was raised, and we think differently about things. And I love that, and I want to hear. But let me tell you what, not even my own opinion is bigger than God's truth. So what God says is what's real about us all. And you're victorious. And I know it don't feel like it, but we don't go based on how we feel. We believe by faith in the promises of God. And his promises are yes and amen. Amen. Amen.
Stirring in.
children shall be holy. Dreams awaken in this moment.
Let your love run over.
Walk in obedience. So that's what I'm doing here. I'm walking in obedience, and every time that Pastor Regina said about walking in obedience, I felt like you're looking at me, and everything. So he said he inhabits the praises of his people. That means he's here. He's in our midst. And he said in his word that if we do not praise him or we don't cry out to him, that the stones will. I heard it said that when we praise God, it's almost like kissing his face. That's close. That's probably as close as you'll get until we see him face to face. So continue praising God.
Amen, amen. Amen.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. You're hitting glory in creation, now reveal. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. Lord, you're faithful.
Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Boy, his presence has fell upon us today. Amen.
Jesus, thank you.
I can sense the Spirit of God in the house. Amen. I hope you can too. And I tell you what, I believe the Lord's already done some things for people. Amen. I believe he's already touched lives, and I believe he's already making changes and will continue to do so. You know, we need to get ready because I believe there's going to be a great outpouring upon the church and upon the world. I believe that. You know, the Bible says that there's going to be two things. There's a great falling away that's going to come. But with that, that means that there's going to be a great adhering too, where there's going to be a remnant of the church that just latches on to the Lord for dear life. And that's going to bring a revival and bring his presence in such a way that we're going to see great things. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Ooh. Praise God.
He is worthy.
Yes.
I'm just stuck in it right now. It's okay. Some of y'all just need to breathe him in.
Yeah.
Just have peace and just breathe him in.
Yeah.
Amen. It's almost like I'm hearing in the spirit, like somebody saying, I'm surprised you came in because I'm here today. And he said, I came in because you're here today.
Amen. Yeah, the Lord is here because you're here. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to know, don't ever discount how precious you are to the Father. Amen.
Amen.
And don't ever discount how willing he is to go where you're at, to meet you where you're at, and to bring you where he wants you to be. Amen.
I can't wait till some of you that haven't been parents are parents. And those of you that are parents will know what I'm talking about. Your kids run around, and they are the sweetest thing when they're born. It's my baby. Oh, my gosh, I just love them so much. And that feeling never leaves, because it's like a love that you never knew before, right? But at some point, that baby's growing up. That baby's going to run around when they're two, and you're going to say, where did this baby come from? Right? You might say more stuff, right? But you go back and you pick that baby up no matter how many times you tell that baby not to do something. And they look at you. Don't touch that. Don't. Right? Or, boy, if you throw that, how many of you know they're going to do everything you tell them not to do? And how many times have we done the Father that way? Did you turn your baby away? He's never going to turn you away either.
Amen.
He loves you so much more than what we could even imagine loving our kids. He's God. We're human. You know? Whew. Breathe him in.
Amen.
Amen. Breathe him in. And just know that he's here.
Yes.
Because you're
because
here.
Because you're
here. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I just want to bring up something real quick as we're getting ready to go into announcements. We open up the church, as you saw, for words to be given that God gives to you during worship. We do it by threes. What I did was not a word from God. No, what I did was basically an exhortation, okay? And so we had three words come up. If you have a word, you better quit fighting God. And get down here. And I'm not just saying that for you, because you are obedient at least, but I have somebody here last week that told God, send so-and-so. Like, how are you going to tell God what to do? He can go, but then that ain't you growing. Get down here with your word. Listen, what did I say earlier about all of us having a different perspective? We hear things. God shows us things. You know, things that there's some things that Phil has preached or we've talked about that I've read the scripture and never saw that. Wow. You know, we need the encouragement God's putting through you. And he's doing it through you on purpose for us. Amen? So don't hesitate. I know it's scary. I've been there 100 times or more. It is scary. But you know what? Even if he just gives you one word, he's going to give you the rest when you get up here.
Amen.
Amen? So just be bold. Be brave.
Amen.
Do it.
Amen. Amen.
I like messing with them.
Ew.
Okay. So we've got some exciting dates coming up. I'm just going to give you a couple for us. And, you know, y'all are going to still talk to your pastor about him and you. But women, this Saturday coming up is going to be our first combined breakfast Bible study. All the women are invited. If you have friends you want to bring out, absolutely bring them. This is going to be led by different people each month. But I want to give you an assurance right now that I will not force anybody to do a Bible study who's not ready to do one. This is only for those, not the breakfast is for everybody. The Bible study is for everybody. But who leads it will be chosen of the people that are ready to lead it.
Yes.
God's not going to put you on a spot like that, and neither will I. Amen? Yeah. So you're fine. Come on out and have fun with us. And like I said, if you've got friends that you would like to bring with you, do so. Just let me know a count so that we have enough food that we make for it, okay? So we're looking forward to that. That's going to be exciting. Marie Miller is going to be our first. No, they can't see you back there. There she is. is going to be our first person. It's going to do our Bible study, so I'm excited about that. Amen. Men, listen, we've got some women that are welling stuff up inside of them, and we need to let them pour it out. Amen? Need to hear it. So, and then Marie set up on June 25th, Saturday at 10 a.m., another one of those painting days. Amen? So we'll give you some more details on that later, but I wanted to get that out as quick as I could to you ladies. That's a ladies' event. So if you want to come to that, mark your calendars for that, and we'll get a sign up and stuff for that going.
Okay.
VBS is coming up. We've got a sign out on the wall, out on the door, I mean, for pump. All the details are on there. There is a Q code. Get your phone, take a picture of it. That's you register online, or you put your camera up. Some younger person grab them if you don't know how to do it, and they'll show you. Like, I'm sure Amory could show you how to do it. Judah's pretty close to showing you how to do it.
Amen.
These kids learn so fast.
They do.
Amen. So I think, and what else do we have? We're going to have in the fall, we're planning a fall harvest.
Yep.
Amen. I said VBS, right? Yep. We're talking about a water event outside for the kids this summer. Amen. So we got lots of good stuff. We had our celebration of our volunteers yesterday, and we had such a great time with you all. And we just thank all of our volunteers. Like this is how awesome the volunteers here are, and we just love them. We tried to set a date for them where they did nothing. They came in, and we just did everything for them. And at the end, we're like, "No, you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to do. Go home." And people said, when you're a servant, you're a servant. They ended up helping us, and I got home, and I said, "Honey, I know we didn't want them to, but thank God they did. We'd still be there picking up." So we just have great servant hearts here. Yep. We love them. Amen. We love all of you. And if you would like to volunteer, we have. Let's list them off. Children's Church. I know that's what he wanted first. We have Children's Church. We have greeters. See, Marie, if you would like to go to greeters. We have the cleaning crew. Alicia's not here. Who else is on the cleaning crew here? I know, because they went to that thing last night and they got home late. Okay. Talk to Mona. Aww. And she'll let them know that you have interest in that. Mona is also over the intercessory prayer that happens here on Wednesday at 5. So I know I'm missing some stuff. Maintenance, Carrie. If you want to help with yard work, Carrie. Get him. Yes, that's Carrie.
Yeah.
He takes care of that. What else am I missing? I don't mean to miss any ushers. If you want to be an usher, I'd like to do that. Come see Pastor for that. That is a picked basis. So, no, that, I mean, yes, there isn't, but yeah. Shh. Hush. Over there. Thank you. Thank you, Kara. Okay, I think that's it. But, we have media back there. Trey and Devin can always use help. There's days. Okay, no, I'm not forgetting you. I'm getting there. That's how I think. Trey and Devin can always use help. There's times Trey's not here, Devin's not here, and they have to they're trying to do all of it. And I'm sure it's hectic for them. So we have media help that we need, and youth. So, and Philip, raise your hand. That's Philip. And then, of course, Trey and Devin are in the media booth up there. So all of those areas. Yep. That we
are beautiful, and they help us out, and they're an important part.
We can't run without them.
We're looking for people to help us out, so join in and have fun at it.
Amen. This church runs by it. Or if you just want to do, I know, outreaches, Jason, street witness and stuff, Jason. Yep. And so, Logan does his own thing, but you definitely, Logan has, I do know the name of it. Indeed and in Truth, and he does lots of outreaches too, that he relies on some volunteers to help out with that as well. So and we're going to do more of that here on the grounds of the church. So this summer he's got some dates out there, so plenty of places for you to help out. Amen? Amen.
Amen. Do you want to take these?
Oh, yes, I do. Sorry.
That's okay, baby. All right, very good. Well, with that being done, I guess we better let these children go to children's church. Amen. Hallelujah. And let them get started on a very blessed day and what's out in front of them, which I tell you what, ask your kids questions because they really do learn about Jesus in their classes, and they are a blessing. And I've had some of the little children pray, ask me to pray for someone in certain things and all kinds of stuff. So they are definitely learning about the Lord. Amen? And so we want to look for this morning. We're going to do offering, and we're going to look in the book of Matthew, Matthew 23:23. It says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and onyx and cumin and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought you to have done and not to leave the other undone." So I want to talk to you this morning about the fact that your faith is not just one-dimensional. And your faith has different parts of it, like mercy, faith, judgment. It has those parts of it, and it has tithes and offerings as part of your faith. And so this morning, whenever you're participating in something, I want you to know that there are blessings and benefits attached to the things that you do concerning the kingdom of God. You know, the Bible says that when you are tithing and doing that kind of thing, that he'll open up the windows of heaven. The Bible says that he will bring back to you so much that you won't have room enough to contain it. And what I like, one of the things I like most is the Bible says that the Lord will rebuke the devourer on your behalf. Amen? And so he will reduce what Satan's able to do against you and your family when you're tithing and offering and living in those things that are part of the kingdom and a part of the commandments of God. Amen? So this morning, as we get ready to, I'm just going to pray and we're going to bring the buckets up and bring our offerings forward. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you this morning for your kindness, God. We thank you for the presence of God that's in the house today. And God, right now, as we take up tithe and offering, I thank God that you are blessing your people, Father. Lord, that you're rebuking the devourer for them. Lord, that you're bringing promotion to them. You're bringing debt payoffs to them, God. You're just moving on bills and just doing certain things, Father. And Lord, you're providing them health and wellness and all kinds of good things, Father. And Lord, I just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the front. Praise the Lord. You know, I want to remind us this morning, just a few things here that I'm just going to say, is that one thing we got to remember is that in Acts chapter 17, it says that the disciples turned the world upside down. And it meant that because of what they believed, their convictions were so that they shared them. And in sharing their convictions, it says that they turned the world upside down. In other words, I want you to know that I believe that there's coming a time where we're going to have to make sure that our convictions are such that we're sharing them. Amen? And I tell you what, on a day-to-day basis, I pray that you run into situations where you get the opportunity to share your witness to other people. Amen? Because as we do, we get to make a difference in the world. Amen? And I'm telling you that this is something that the world wants for us, is that we would make a difference in the world and other people's lives. Amen? And this morning, I just want to remind you of some things. So we're just going to go through the word and look at a few things here. And the first thing I'm going to look at in 1 John chapter 4. And in 1 John chapter 4, verse 15, it says, "Whosoever will confess shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God. God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believe the love that God hath towards us. God is love, and that he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world." You know, the Lord came into us because he wants to make sure that you are bold in knowing that you have salvation even in the day of judgment and even at the end of your life. Amen? "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that hath fear is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us." Now, I want you to know something, that you're going to have moments of fear in life. You're going to get reports. You're going to have situations happen. And these situations are going to come your way. But perfect love casts out fear. It's one thing for us to fear a situation when we first hear about it, but it's another thing for us to start bathing that situation in the Word of God and bathing that situation in the hope that God gives. And as we do that, God will start to remove that fear, because we can have confidence that fear is not a part of the love process of God. Amen? And so when we have anxiety and we have things coming at us in a very hurtful, hard way, that's when we need to remember that the perfect love of God will cast out fear. And when we start applying the Word of God to our situations, we will find out that God himself comes right into the midst of what we have going on, and he starts to bring a peace that's beyond fear. Amen? It's a peace that might even be beyond understanding. People might not even understand how you can be going through situations and have a peace. But when you really are rooted and grounded in Jesus, you have a confidence, not just where you are, but at your outcome. You have a confidence that at the end of your path, God is going to be there with you. Amen? And that he's going to bring you out of every situation that you're facing. And that's where our confidence is. Amen? You know, I want to just remind you this morning that as we look at this, it says that whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God. You know, it's so amazing that with just that beginning confession in our life, how much changed. You know, it says that our faith overcame the world. How did our faith start overcoming the world? Just by us confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord. And look how different we are today because of that. Amen? I want you to know that the Lord is with us, and he loves us, and he's with us every time that we take a look at something. You know, I want to remind you that in James chapter 4, verse 14, it says, "Life is but a vapor." And when it says that, I want you to know something, that it's talking about this life that we're living in the natural. It only lasts for a small time when you look at eternity and you look at forever. Amen? And so the Lord wants us to remember that while we're living this life, he wants us to have a good life. He wants us to live a long life. He wants us to be in pursuit of things and have fun. God likes for you to take vacation. God loves for you to create memories. God gave you a family so you could experience love. And he wants you to see good things with your children and with your spouse and with every aspect of your life. God wants all that for you. But also along with that, God wants you to know that this life in the natural is but a vapor. It only lasts for a short period of time. And what happens after that is eternity. And so what God wants more than anything is for you to be prepared for eternity. Yes. Amen? He wants our heart to be prepared for eternity. Amen? Yes. That's why he gives us the 9 gifts of the Spirit, but he also gives us the 9 fruits of the Spirit. Amen? Amen. How about some loving kindness and long-suffering? Amen? To go with the power, the miracles, and the healings, and the working of miracles, and the words that God's going to give to us. Amen? Mm-hmm. How about a little gentleness and love, huh? To go with that ability to prophesy, amen? Yes. In fact, if we go to the love chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, says that if you would have a great voice, it would just be as though it was just ringing if there's no love involved in it. And if you have a great gift, but you don't have love around it, then it's really not as profitable and doesn't bring to pass what it's supposed to bring to pass when the Lord wants it to. Amen? So we want to make sure that we walk in the things of God and we walk in the ways of God all the days of our life. And a lot of that is that we need to remember that this life we get to live is but a little vapor in the things that we really look at in the longevity of God. You know, I want to remind you this morning that the Bible says in Philippians 4:13 that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, I want you to know that if you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, guess what you cannot do? You cannot do much on your own. Amen? If I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, then if I'm doing stuff without him, guess what? I have no strength behind it. And if I have no strength behind it, it's not going to be long term. It's not going to be durable. It's not going to run through the test of time. I tell you what, I wouldn't even try to have a friendship without Christ behind it. Amen? Because I tell you what, it'll lead to emptiness and hurt and all kinds of things. I wouldn't try to have a relationship. I wouldn't try to have a family without Christ behind it. My goodness, I love my dear wife. She's special, wonderful. But I tell you what, I thank God that I can. I'm getting myself in trouble here. But I thank God that I have the strength of the Lord to help me love even better as a husband. Amen? And I tell you what, that children are beautiful and wonderful, and they really are. But I tell you what, we need the strength of the Lord to be a better mother and a better father. Amen? You know, we really need to understand this. These things are all gifts and calls and purposes that the Lord has for us as people. God never expected you to be a father on your own power. The Lord never expected you to be a husband on your own power. He never expected you to be a wife on your own power or a mother on your own power. These things are divinely part of the Bible. From the beginning, the Lord said, now that you're together, go forth and replenish the earth. And there are anointings from God to help you be the mother you're supposed to be. There's anointings from God to help you be the father you're supposed to be. Uh-oh, boy, I feel this Father and Mother Day anointing coming on me, and we're not even there yet, amen? But seriously, as husbands, you have an anointing to be a husband. You should never try to love your wife on your own. Why? Because it would just be a selfish love. It would be a love motivated out of what she can do for you instead of a love motivated out of what you and God can do for her. Amen? And how the Lord wants you to help her and love her and help her become the woman she's supposed to be, just like God will help you become the man you're supposed to be. Amen? And I just want us to keep remembering that we are not ever in this life to live for ourselves and to be on our own. This life is but a vapor, but only because we're supposed to live with a mindset that we are eternal beings. That should also affect our decision-making, amen? I tell you what, we shouldn't make short-range decisions and decisions that we make without the reverence of God on them because we want him to be pleased so that we know long-term. When I make a decision, it's adding to and it's helping and it's forging a way towards the kingdom for everybody in my family, amen? For everybody that I know and love, when I make my decision, I try to make decisions as a man of God. I don't want to make a decision that's just self-fulfilling that could hurt my wife or my son or the church. Amen? I want to make sure that my decisions are made with the church in mind and with my family in mind and most importantly with God himself in mind. Amen? And this is how we're supposed to live our life on a day-to-day basis. You should make sure that you are pleasing God. See that scripture that says life is but a vapor? It says, hey, don't ever sit there and just say, hey, I'm going to go here and live a year and make gain and do my own thing without ever saying, I would go if the Lord's will is for me to go. Amen? And so when we live our life, what we want to make sure is that what we're doing and where we're going is the will of God and that we have looked and make sure that what we're doing pleases the Lord. Amen? I want to read something here to you guys. that I hope speaks to us this morning out of 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And I'm going to read something. And it says this in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2. Ye are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as you are the manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. I want each and every one of us to know that we are a letter written directly to God. That as the Lord unfolds our life, He's writing a story within us. Amen? And you are a story that only God can write. And God is writing your story right now. And that means that that's even more reason for you to press in and see, Lord, what do you have to say to me? Lord, what do you want me to be doing? God, what should I be doing in this life? Help me, Lord. And this is why we want to apply the word to our life on a day-to-day basis, because we are stories being written of the Lord. And I want you to know something. Why are we being written? Because the Bible says at the end of this same scripture, we're just going to drop down here, and it says that in verse 17, it says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We're going to go back to that in a minute. But we all, with an open face, beholding as in the glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. I want you to know something. What does it mean to be changed by glory to glory? You might not know this, but the Bible says, what is the hope of glory? Christ in you. And Christ being able to shine through your life is the hope of glory on the earth. In other words, people are going to be changed because of how you're changed. People are going to see different because of how you see different. As you follow the Lord and as you grow in the Lord, you're going to impact people. And as you're changed from glory to glory, well, what does that mean? That means that a salvation is an ongoing process. You know, I'm certainly a different man than I was 25 years ago. And even though I was saved 25 years ago, I'm a much better version of Philip Walker in salvation today than I am then. Amen? Amen. So that's how you... Hey, boy, somebody's excited about that. But anyhow, that's how you're changed from glory to glory. It means that we work on ourselves week by week, day by day, year by year. We work on ourselves. And before you know it, we are changed in certain areas. And we say, wow, I cannot believe that that used to be me. And I thank God that this is now who I am. Amen. Amen? And God needs us to be changed in this way, because as we are changed in this way, other people are changed because of what God has done in us and what we allow the Lord to do in us. Amen? And I want you to be a people that are changed by the goodness of God and by the power of God and by what God is in your life. Amen? Hallelujah. And as we go through this next month, a lot of what we're going to be talking on is touching the lost. Amen? So I just want to add something to us today, and I want you to think about what a precious treasure you are to the Lord and what a treasure we are to help other people find Him, because we're going to read a story here in the book of Luke, chapter 15, and I'm going to begin in verse 8. And it says, either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lost one piece, does not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. And when she has found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Sometimes I think we forget what an impact we're having on heaven already. We live our life on a day-to-day basis as though we're having no impact on anything but the earth until we die. But the truth is, your life on this earth has an impact on heaven even right now. It says that when you got saved, the angels rejoiced in heaven because of your salvation. And I don't think you should let it stop there, because if the angels are visiting Jesus during his ministry and during his time on this earth and reporting back what's going on, even that they knew every step of everything. Remember, first of all, they met him in the garden, and then the angels met some of his disciples at the gravesite and said, hey, he's no longer here. Listen, angels are around you all the time, and they are excited about what's going on in your life. And I tell you what, if angels are excited about what's going on in your life, then guess who's even more so excited? God himself is excited. Give the Lord a hand clap. God himself is excited about what's going on in your life, and he wants to be a part of helping you get through every aspect of life. But I also want you to know something. The Bible said that if something was lost, if silver was lost, and you can read up in that scripture, it says if a man lost a sheep, but he'd go to the wilderness and leave the 99 to go hunt for it. And this is a good time for me to remind you that Jason's going to be reaching out here pretty soon and asking people to do outreaches with him. And I want you to make sure you're available for that kind of thing. But it says that if we would look for a coin that had a lot of value, and if one sinner gets saved, they rejoice in heaven, then how much more we as people of God should we be looking for others to help get to salvation?
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
Wow. Wow. If the Lord got so excited about you when you got saved, what's going to happen when you help somebody else get saved?
Amen.
Not only is he going to be rejoicing over what you helped him do, but then he's going to be rejoicing over that sinner that got saved. Amen? So he gets double joy when that happens. I can remember the first time I led somebody to the Lord. I didn't even know that scripture yet, and I read somebody to the Lord. Then I read that later, and I just cried like a big baby because of the goodness of God and what all he had done. But I'm going to tell you a little story here about one of my great friends who's a great preacher of the gospel, and he's a big, tall man. But he was a great basketball player, and when he was in college, he got away from the Lord a little bit and different things had happened. And he'll tell this story to you about how he was walking and a man came up and tried to give him a gospel little flyer, those little pamphlets. He tried to give him one. And the guy was so far from the Lord that he just kind of pushed him to the side and didn't want to hear anything he said, you know. And I felt bad for that man because he said, you know, the guy's pants were pulled up way over his belly button and he just, you know, was just out there. I don't know. That's just what he said when he told the story. But the guy was just out there trying to witness and do all he could. And he said he didn't even take the time to listen to him. But here's what happened. As soon as he got back to his place where he was staying, the conviction of God came upon him so much that he turned his life around.
Amen.
Now, give the Lord a hand clap. Now, I'm telling you that story because of this right here. God is going to start encouraging you to witness to people. I feel like the body of Christ has been feeling more and more that God is asking them to talk and God is asking them to be an example, and God is moving on them more and more. Boy, I feel something on that. I feel the anointing. Woo, I might have to dance for a minute. But listen, listen, I'm telling you right now that as this happens to you, I want you to remember this story. This man did not get to say a word. This man did not get to deliver his track. Just his presence bumping into this man was enough that God could use that situation to touch this man and change his life. And he's a preacher of the gospel today. He's a preacher of the gospel today, and the track didn't even touch his hand, brother. Woo! See, I'm telling you this to encourage you, because sometimes we do our best and things happen and we don't see the result we thought we were going to see. You know, I thought I started this for God and I'm just not seeing a God result. I went to work here. I started a business. I'm doing this. I'm trying to witness. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do that. And I just don't see the results of God. Hey, more is happening than you think. And I just want you to know that just because you haven't seen the manifestation of it all yet, don't you dare give up, because I'm telling you, God is working on your behalf. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you right now that the Lord is good. And that, say that with me. The Lord is good.
The Lord is good.
All the time.
All the time.
And all the time.
The Lord is good.
Amen, amen, amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just lift you up today and I just exalt you, Father God. Father, I ask for your presence to just increase in our lives, Father. Lord, just like you were just so thick in this meeting this morning, Father, I pray that even in our homes, God, even in our workplace, God, even when we travel in our vehicles, God, we would just be aware of your presence, God. And Lord, that each of us would take a deeper step and a closer walk with you, Father. Lord, I pray that right now, even today, God, hearts are surging towards you, Father. And Lord, I pray that each and every one of us, as we seek you, you will be found. That's what your word says, God. And you will touch our lives and you will change us and help us, Father. And Lord, I just declare your goodness and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, with all our eyes still closed, is there anybody in here today that says, Pastor Phil, I do not know the Lord. I'm not saved. And in order for me to be written and for the angels to rejoice over me, I have to say, I have to receive Jesus, Lord and Savior. If that's you, just quickly raise your hand this morning. Praise God. Well, I tell you what, maybe someone on live stream is out there and you are looking to be saved today and you're sitting there saying the angels in heaven have not rejoiced over me because I've not given my life to the Lord. Well, I want you to just know right now that all you have to do at home is just give your life to the Lord. Even as we have this discussion, just say, Lord, I receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Help me, Lord. And I tell you what, the Lord will start helping you even right now as we speak. And the Lord's going to do what he does and will bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Now, we're going to lift up Donna's friend, Bobby, concerning this diagnosis she received. And we are believing God for complete and total healing. And, Bobby, we're believing for salvation, that you would just give your heart to the Lord, that you would trust him during this time and during this moment in your life, and that complete healing would be yours. We loose the working of miracles. We loose healing, God. And we just ask you to supernaturally touch her and touch her life. And God, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give the Lord one more hand clap of praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I want you to know that we love you. We appreciate you. And more so, the Lord loves you and he's in love with you. And he's a part of every part of your day. So make sure you reach towards him every time you get the opportunity. Okay? God bless you and thank you for being here.